Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Mizzle, former heroin addict, cokehead, crack fiend. Man, killer had it, I tried it. If I itch, he scratch. Yo, no homo, man. But I'm part of the diplomats now. Yeah, you know, the bird gang, Dipset, bitch. So, I'd like to welcome you to Purple Haze Diablo. Yeah, my man Killer's a motherfucker. I mean, he brings out the best of you. If you rap, you better spit that shit.
Yo.
Then you better sell that shit.
Labyrinth?
Don't rob a store. Rob a stash house. George, it's 200 bricks in there, stupid. That's what he told George, man. What else? Oh, yeah. If you're selling nickels and dimes, you're nickel and diamond. Get some weight on you, like that fat bitch De La Reese. I still know what that means, man, but I know what this means. You get high all the way. You sniff coke, fuck it. Smoke crack. Don't stop there. If you smoke crack, shoot dope. You shoot dope. Sniff meth. You got all that shit right there for sale, man. Funny motherfucker.
Well, that's really good. Everybody, TV show, technical difficulty.
This goes out to all the fucking haters right here, man.
Oh, what?
This right here. Hold on. This part right here.
They try to play us, but they get famous. A bunch of haters, but we the greatest.
We the greatest.
We the greatest. Yes, we are. Definitely going out to the haters. The show is from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. tonight. You got your boy SD in the building. 6-4 would definitely be in the building. And Akubanita, she's actually on a plane on her way back south as we speak. I'm your boy JJ, eating some fucking Popeye chicken. Yeah, I was just in a rest stop. There's nothing but Spanish people all over the place. And to speak about beautiful women, SD, man, I walked out the bathroom, man, saw these three black chicks walking in, had to be all like 5 foot each, ass out this world. So, man, I broke my neck so hard I almost dropped my Popeyes on the floor, dog.
No good.
Yeah, it's not good at all. So I decided to turn around, go use the bathroom. Whenever I didn't really have to use the bathroom, I used it anyway, just to play the key. And as I was playing the key, it hit me. It dawned on me. Maybe I should do an hour show of, you know, busting it up. But maybe I should stay at the rest stop and wait till the traffic dies down and try to pick up girls. That would be some G shit. This is the do's and don'ts on what to do to pick up women. Well, again, I want to get the hell home. I might skip on that one.
Just want to tell you he's about to break some niggas' necks in that club.
Huh?
Just want to tell you he's about to break some niggas' necks in that club.
At what club?
That Cuban shit, whatever the fuck that shit's called. Cuba.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? What happened?
I don't know. The nigga 6-4 was like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom or whatever. I'll be right back. I'm like, all right. So, I'm posted up by the bar and shit. I'm chilling. And the nigga come back like, y'all's about to wing on these niggas. I'm like, what you talking about? He was like, these niggas in the bathroom, these Mexican niggas was trying to play me. Like, I didn't know what they was talking about.
They was talking shit on this nigga, and they didn't know that he knew Spanish.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Some niggas 6-4, like, that niggas want to fight or something, B was really popping. Niggas was like, nah. Man, niggas ain't want to fight, God.
Of course. Niggas want to talk shit.
Yeah, niggas definitely didn't want to fight, God. When that nigga told me that shot, I was like, yo, why you ain't tell me behind that shit, God? I'd have rushed niggas immediately.
That's, you know, that's a beauty. That's a beautiful thing about the Spanish generation, because Spanish people, hey, y'all cool, but they can be kind of stupid sometimes. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by being stupid is they think that they're the only people that know Spanish. Mm-hmm. So you might walk by me, I have on a fucked up outfit, or you're just hating. Because I get that a lot. You know, hating. It's understandable. But,
it's very understandable.
Exactly. So it's like, you could just be hating on me, and you be just mouthing away. Yeah, blah, 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 just talking. Like, you know what I mean? Like a nigga ain't dead. Oh, this nigga don't know Spanish. Blah, 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 right?
All right. I'm gonna hear something. I'm gonna hear something that I understand, and I ain't gonna like it, neighbor.
Right, Morano, Negro.
Yeah, all I gotta hear is puta. All I gotta hear is something. All I gotta hear is something that I understand, and I'm spazzing.
Uh huh.
Straight up.
Uh huh.
Immediately, much faster than slower. I'm spazzing.
Immediately.
What? What's the weather out there, son? It's fucking 24 out here, nigga.
Oh man, boy, it's like 16.
Oh, 16 over there?
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey.
24, my dude. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
When I saw a nigga with a hoodie and my big ass snorkel on, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Not a game out here in New York, New Jersey areas, man.
Yeah.
Philly areas and all that. Fucking brick in the tri-state.
Well, hold on. Just to put everybody on that is listening, fill us up on myspace.com/THE_TD_show or blogtalkradio.com/the_TD_show. I will give you the jam lines, and then for those that are calling in now, I'm not near the switchboard because I'm on the road. So
we just went all the way gangster, nigga.
Yeah.
I just don't have to listen until we get to y'all, man. Straight up.
Word. So no callers tonight. But feel free to listen and laugh.
Straight up. Listen and laugh, man. Listen and laugh.
But it's like just two ways to come at somebody when they're talking Spanish and you know what the fuck they're talking about. You can either jam them up and let them think that you don't know what the fuck is going on, so when they're talking shit on you, be like, hey, how you doing? And just keep it moving. And I'm not saying keep it moving and just bounce. I'm saying go a little bit over and then just continue on. And then bark at them like, what's up, you want to fight? Or you can do, I like this way. You can let them talk shit, smile at them like, you know, you see someone looking at you, you smile like, hey, how you doing? That's it. Let them keep talking shit. And when they're done and they're about to leave, say some shit in Spanish like, y'all have a good day now. In Spanish. Oh, you fucking the fuck out. Like, whoa. Exactly what the fuck we're talking about.
Then punch one of them niggas in their faces.
Word.
I'm floating around the crowd while they talking. I'm just floating. I'm just floating around the crowd while they talking. Just walking around, acting like I ain't hearing niggas, but I'm still sizing niggas up. When I feel it's the right time, I'm going to run up on you and try to fucking take your head off with one of them club punches.
I had a club punch.
But I'm going to club punch you straight up, face to face. I ain't going to come from behind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, niggas be liking to snuff niggas from behind it like that.
Yeah.
Ask for that. You ask for that. Any of y'all niggas, any of y'all bitches punching niggas in their face from behind, you pussy. Straight up, B. I don't respect that, God. Because I ain't going to front. This shit has happened to me many a time, God. Niggas pussy behind that. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It is what it is, dog. That nigga still ain't got no strength to knock me the fuck out. That nigga's punching me in my face from behind. Got the drop on me, and I ain't even get dazed. I ain't fall, none of that shit. That lets you know a lot for these suck-ass niggas out here, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't claim to be no G or no shit like that, but come on, son. That nigga's pussy doing shit like that.
A club punch. That's that bitch shit.
Straight up.
Well, let me hit him from the back so I can get, like, a running start. Pause. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, come on, son. Like, come on, God. I was just watching, what's it called today, too? The Smack DVD?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear Kanye West? Kanye West? I don't know, like, I mean, I can't say yay. I can't say Kanye soft because he don't go out there portraying himself to be no gangster or whatever.
Yeah.
But you heard what Beans was saying about him, right?
Nah.
Oh, Lord, damn, nigga, where you been?
Exactly. Put a nigga on. All
right, let me see if I can remember everything this nigga Beans was saying. The nigga Beans was coming at, he was coming at Pharrell and this nigga Kanye. Nigga said some shit about Pharrell. I forgot what he said about Pharrell, but Kanye, he was going at Kanye's neck. Like, come on, Kanye. Like, everybody knows. Like, he tried to say the nigga Kanye was gay.
Oh, wow.
I was like, word? So, boom, I'm like, damn, when am I going to hear Kanye talk about this? This is his side of the story. So, I happen to watch Smack DVD, and Kanye's on there. I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, let's see if we can get some kind of information. So the nigga Smack asked him immediately, like, yo, what's going on with you and Beans, God? And the nigga was like, honestly, actually, I'm kind of happy that Beanie said something. So now that I could talk about it now, because he was like, basically, like, I ain't going to jump out the water and be like, oh, I'm not gay. And then my peeps was telling me, you might as well just stay quiet about this shit, yeah, because if you come out with it, niggas is going to think that you gay and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he was like, I wasn't saying nothing about the situation, but since Beanie wanted to bring it up, I'm going to speak on it now. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was like, don't disrespect me, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? As a man, don't be trying to disrespect me, B. Like, honestly, he was like, honestly, I respect Bean's gangster. I'm not a gangster, but I'm not gay neither, dog. Don't disrespect me as a man, Paul.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And then the little segment cut off and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
And he's talking about some other shit, too, like niggas' record sales and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was crazy, son. That shit was crazy. 50 was on this shit, so 50 was shitting on niggas, God.
Mm-hmm.
50 was shitting on niggas. He was like, the nigga said something. The nigga Smack asked him some shit like, yeah, what's good with you and Kanye? Y'all dropping on the same day and all that shit. That nigga 50 was like, I got one question. Is Kanye West bigger than Jay-Z?
Oh, you're asking that right now?
Yeah, I'm asking you that, and that's what the nigga 50 asked the nigga.
Hell no.
So he was like, so he was like, why is there competition with me and Kanye? He said, of
course.
So he's like, if Jay-Z's moving 1.6 million records or whatever, was Kanye, was his last album a failure?
I don't know, man.
I don't know what the fuck is on my phone. It's tweaking. So I'm just sitting there like, damn, this thing got some good points, God. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
So the nigga was shitting on Nas. Like, Nas, he was like, it was all good with me and Nas at first. You know what I'm saying? Until he started doing shit. Like, I respected him. He's like, I respected him because he was the type of nigga that did something. You know what I mean? And not expecting anything in return. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's why I was digging him, but, you know what I mean? The nigga had a little buzz, and he ain't do nothing for his crew. Like, you know what I'm saying? He came out with the Bravehearts or whatever. You know what I mean? Nate Sean and Jungle and Horse and all them niggas or whatever. And he ain't do nothing for them niggas. He was like, he was like, the first thing I did after I dropped that Get Rich or Die Trying album, I dropped that Beg for Mercy shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Set his crew up. So now his crew's eating. The nigga was like, yeah, yo, got more money than Nas, and Nas got platinum records out, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shitting on Nas, yo.
Well, Nas, man, I still think Nas is ill, but he's kind of falling off, man.
He kind of lost my respect when he signed with Jay.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. I understand. I mean, but the nigga 50 was like, well, what you going to do? You going to go where you can get the biggest check at. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He's like, Hope presented the biggest check. Now, look. Fucking Nas is working for Hope now.
And Hope stepped down from Def Jam because this nigga wanted too much.
Work. But I don't know. The game's crazy right now.
Hey, what happened to that nigga, Game.
That's what I was just about to ask, too. Like, what happened to Game, God? I haven't heard from Game since he dropped his last album.
Word.
And I don't even know what that album did number wise.
Game.
And it was crazy because I like Game too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. His personality.
Yeah, like he was all right.
But what about Kiss? Ain't Kiss part? Wait, first of all, Jay-Z, he stepped down from Def Jam, but he's still running The Rock, right?
Yeah. I ain't know he stepped down from Def Jam.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's gonna be president.
Yeah, he was the president, right?
Yeah, and they probably, he wanted more money, so they just denied that.
I don't know why.
I don't know. It wasn't going to give it to him, though.
All right. They're going to miss that.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to miss that.
They definitely messed up on that.
They're going to take the whole rock with them, too. And then what are you going to eat now? Where's your food coming from now?
Yeah.
I mean, ain't Luda still signed to Def Jam? He Def Jam South or something like that?
Yep.
All right, you got Luda. What else y'all got? You don't got too many other artists that's really moving units.
I mean, you still got, what, LL, but he's not moving anything.
Who?
LL.
Oh, yeah, LL, but, like, come on, son. LL is a lip-licking, lady-stealing, you know what I mean, type nigga. He ain't focused on making music right now, because if he was, he would be out. You heard he was coming at Jay-Z, right?
Yeah, the song that came at Jay-Z sounded like a love song.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is really going on, son? Just stick to licking your lips and taking niggas' girls out.
Whoa.
Straight up.
You ain't taking nobody's title.
Straight up. Like, come on, son. Like, after he battled cannabis, he was really pretty much done to me. Like, I don't know where niggas got off saying that LL won that battle. I don't think so.
Oh, they say he won it?
That's what niggas, I mean, I don't know what the industry thinks, but as far as when I be asking niggas, like, yo, who you think won that shit? Niggas be like, LL won that shit.
But what, I didn't hear no punchlines for LL. I didn't even hear what Jay-Z supposedly said.
Yeah, I didn't even hear what Hope said either. Like, Hope said something about, like, as far as being a GOAT and shit like that. What's good? How you? I mean, so he was like something as far as being a GOAT or whatever, and LL felt some kind of way because he said the GOAT, and you know that the nigga L be calling himself GOAT or whatever. So that's why these niggas, little niggas, are decent. Damn, shorty, how you doing? Hey, bus stop. I know you hear me.
Niggas at a bus stop.
Yeah, she's standing on a bus stop in 24-degree weather.
Word. I mean, if that's the case, if he gonna come at Jay-Z, he might as well come at Lil' Kim, because she just came out with an album called The GOAT.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I mean, she has a point, though. Like, as far as the chicks go, she might be the greatest.
Have you seen her recently?
Have I seen her recently? Nah.
Oh, dog. Yeah, I forget what magazine it was. I think it's the King magazine.
Was she looking mad fake in the face and shit?
Nah, dog. If it didn't say Lil' Kim on the cover, I would have not known it was her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Kim be looking different each year and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I think Lil' Kim was looking the best when she got locked up. So like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, straight up. Like, I don't think she look different each year. God, every year she looks different.
Yeah.
I still fuck the shit out of her. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
She's a freaky.
Oh, yeah.
Her and Trina, God. Especially Trina. Well, I'm badass, God.
Oh, yeah.
I'll definitely get around Trina. There's a couple of chicks in the game that I get around. What's that? What you call the chick name? With that Nookie song.
Nookie.
Yeah, that pussy real good, that pussy real. I forgot the name of that chick. I forgot the name of that chick, but she's from the Miami or some shit like that. Damn, what's her name, son? What the fuck is her name, dog? She came out with that Nookie song. You know that Nookie song, dog?
Oh, my neck and my back.
Yeah, that chick, son.
Mmm.
I'll give her the business.
So what about,
There's another chick, too. Nah, that's not the chick I'm talking about. You talking about that other chick. There's another chick, son, from down there also. I forgot her name,
I'm
going to
tell you who, I'm going to tell you who's bad. Christina Milian?
Yeah, she's cute.
Oh.
She can get it. Right now, who's
I eat the dingleberries out her butt cheeks. I swear.
Me and my dude was talking about some fucking chick the other day in the industry, and I forgot who the fuck it was.
Hey, don't forget about Vita.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Matter of fact, man, Nunu, that's who it was, nigga.
Nunu, yeah.
Nunu from ATL, God. Niggas was trying to front on her, like, ah, Nunu's not that popping. I'm like, what are you, crazy, God? Niggas
yeah.
Like, ah. It's like, she ain't got no ass. I'm like, son, she don't need an ass when she looks good like that, God.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, I wouldn't give a fuck. Like, I don't really go for chicks that don't have no ass. But Nunu, I'll make an exception for her.
That's kind of hard to find a girl from ATL that don't have an ass.
Or, sorry, though, I'll still smite it.
Smite it.
Sorry.
Schmitted it.
Straight up, I don't know. Niggas is like, she's not that pop. I'm like,
smidited.
I'm like, what? Are you serious? Yeah, I got upset. She's like 50 years old.
Hello.
Somebody, lady.
How's your New Year's, man?
How's my New Year's, son? The same as any other New Year's, man. Pack a couple of bottles, smoke a couple of blunts, get in between some warm legs.
Yeah, can't forget about that.
Get in between some warm dripping legs.
Some warm dripping legs.
And you know that's pretty much the plan every year.
Pretty much.
I got the physical coming up the 14th.
Uh huh.
So, you know I'm trying to get into something for my birthday or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't call it yet, but as of right now, I ain't doing shit for my birthday. And plus, it's on a fucking Monday. That kills me. So it's like I either go out that weekend before my birthday or just like fucking, which probably I will do, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go out that weekend. Try to see what's popping out here. Well, actually, I don't even want to be on Staten Island for my birthday.
You trying to go?
Honestly, I want to go back to AC, my dude.
Okay. Oh, wait. When is your birthday?
14th, nigga.
Ah, damn. So it's still in the cold.
Yeah, still in the cold, dog. That's why I think I'll be out here most of the time. I'm a January baby, son.
All right, no doubt.
Cold shit be fucking with me, but you know, I deal with it. Like right now, nigga, I'm only outside in the motherfucking hoodie, nigga, and I'm good money.
Uh-huh.
And it's like 20 out here.
Yeah, it's cold as a bitch outside.
Yeah, it is, dog.
No,
like,
it's nerd joke.
Yeah, it is, dog.
Go ahead.
I walked outside, but matter of fact, I didn't even walk outside yet. I just fucking put my head out the window. I was like, God damn. My ears got mad cold, man. Fair.
Uh-huh.
Damn, son, it be slow. I'll be ready just to walk up in here and shit. Damn, son, it be mad bitches in a beauty salon over here. God damn, it be mad bitches over here.
You talking about over there by the at McDonald's, right?
Nah, you know when you coming down, what you call it? You know how when you turn off a 6th floor block onto Henderson? You coming down, going towards the projects. There's a fucking beauty salon right over here now.
Mmm.
There'd be some fucking women in there, God. I was shocked that there was so many women in there because it's mad cold outside.
Yeah.
Son, they are in there, son. I'm like, God damn. They need to open up a little barber shop in the back of that shit or something, B. Just so I can have a reason to walk up in there. Or get a barber. Get one barber, dog.
That's all it takes is one.
So it takes one.
Brothers will be in there constantly all day.
Straight up. And he'll be getting mad money, son.
Yo, I'm here to get a cut.
Straight up. And I'm here to look at some booty.
Some booty.
Straight up.
Oh, man. Hey, where's what's 6-4 at?
I don't know. I'm about to get up with him right now. Fucking.
I hope he didn't call the show.
What happened?
I hope he didn't call the show.
I don't know, but you want me to call him?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
Put your gun instead of security next time, motherfucker. You're now tuned in to the TD show, Technical Difficulty. You're on the road with JJ.
And you wanna call the store
voice message,
boy.
Press 1
SD,
or
man.
Just wait for the tone.
Word.
To send a numeric page, press 2.
Hey man, pick up your phone, man. We over here operating, making moves and all that. This nigga driving. I'm walking up the block. We got the TD show popping. Please, you already know what it is, man. Get back, man.
Yeah, hey, you make sure you call this dude back, cause I ain't near the switchboard.
Okay.
No, I'm telling him that.
Nah, I'm talking to somebody over here.
Oh man. I mean, I'm playing. Oh, last night we all supposed to do the show, 11:30 to 12:30. I totally forgot about it. It just slipped my mind. So when I remembered, it was at 12:15.
Uh-huh.
I started doing the show. I'm just talking about nothing really.
Should have hit me up, nigga. I would have fucking called.
Well, yeah, I figured you guys would be sleeping.
Nah, I don't be asleep at that time, son. I just be waking up at that time, son.
All right. I'm headed to the show, and your homegirl called me on the other line. All right, I'm like, I call her back. So you're listening to the show.
Who?
Hey, your homegirl.
Huh?
Oh. Lala.
What about her?
She called up, so, yeah, I think it was bored. I said, everyone. So I called.
Hold on. I know you didn't do what I think you're about to say you did.
What?
I know you didn't let her rock on the show, guys.
Oh, no, I didn't let her rock on the show by herself.
Oh, boy.
I had either, we were just taking turns cracking on her. Back and forth. Oh, man, that shit is hilarious.
I know she had something to say about me, even though I wasn't in
the... You know it. No, it's amazing because we didn't tell her to talk about nothing. And she goes, so with that dirty-ass nigga, SD, I ain't dog. I was there for you, man.
She loves me. She loves me, God. She
said,
fucking loves
yo,
me.
Are you? Do you want to do this? To tap that ass?
She do, God. She has to, son. Like, come on, son. I'm not even in the building and she's on my dick. Like, come on, son. Come on, dog. Like, come on. Let's be rational here, God. Let's be rational here.
Hey, I'm like, yo, you talking about most of... No, because every time I come in... And he always has something to say. I said, yo, you always come on the show and you got something to say.
I don't even be talking about this chick. I don't even be thinking about this chick. The show goes on. Whether she's the topic or not, the show goes on, God. Like, I don't even be thinking about this chick. Like,
exactly. I told her that. I don't know, man. He ain't talking about this. You come on here and starting with people, and they shut you down, and then once you hang up, we continue on with our show.
Basically, you're not popping, man. Like, oh my goodness, Jesus Christ.
And she was like, well, no, I just don't like him. I'm like, you know what? You love him.
You love me.
You
exactly.
love him.
She fucking loves me.
For him to be the first thing that comes out your mouth, you love him.
She does, God. Like, she does. As much as she wants to deny it, God, she's in love with me, God. Like, there's no other way around that shit, God. Like, let's not forget how old she is. So, you know what I'm saying? That comes in the fact that also when you talk about the shit she be talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, go ahead, man. Keep hating. You know what? I'm gonna address you this one time. Zipporah, whatever, Lala, whatever you want to be called. Whatever you want to be called.
Hey,
it's all good. It's all good with me. You want to call me dirty. You want to say I live in a group home, because that's all you say. Like, that's all you basically say. You know, if you want to say that, that's cool with me. You understand? Like, I have no problem with you saying that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, keep hating.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Send your message.
Oh, man.
Son, I forgot all about that shit, man. I thought I hung up the nigga.
Yeah.
But, like I was saying, back to this chick. You can say what you want about me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad to know that you take time out your day to talk about me, that you're thinking about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep hating. Like, you know, I love it. Like, it feels like I'm appreciated. You know what I'm saying?
Very appreciated.
You make me feel appreciated, and I like that. You know what I'm saying? So, as far as she's concerned, like I said, she can keep talking.
Word.
She can keep talking. I want her to keep talking, because as much as you keep talking, it makes me realize, like, you appreciate me, you know what I'm saying? So, thanks for the appreciation, you know, and keep talking. Basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ain't no other way around it. Good. No, there's no other way around it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I just appreciate the love and support that she shows me, you know. But enough of that. Let's move on, because that's how we do around here. We don't stay caught up on one thing around here.
Nah. Let's see. What the fuck is on Hot 97 right now?
What's on what?
It was on Hot 97. I'm getting it. What happened?
Sure. Nah, I'm talking to 6-4. I'm like, what you was in the cut song when I was knocking on the door?
I'm getting it. I'm living it.
Ain't no G-Mackin', you already know.
Nigga said G-Mackin'.
So how at the people? Alright. Yeah, the people's good, son, you know. Had to get something sent up, and you know. Got a message sent up, and you know. Who else is sending up? Who else would it be? Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been disgusted ever since the first day I heard her voice. But, you know, we move along. We don't deal with the bullshit, especially when it comes to her.
Yeah. My cousin was telling me some shit the other day.
Yeah.
He wouldn't tell me how he found out, but as far as what, we have all sorts of people listening to the show, so I'm sure you'll be able to follow with me. Whoa, them boys! Ah, shit, them boys, they got those, the undercover cars. That nigga's gonna slow your asses down. Fuck yeah, I got a radar detector. I got a place to be. Yeah, but, don't put things in certain codes, so people out there don't get too sensitive. He was telling me some things to do, and someone that was a B approaches you.
Yeah. What does this dude tell you?
When someone that's a B walks up to you, what do they normally say? Do they say what's good or what's popping?
Was popping.
And then he said, don't say nothing chilling because you get your ass whooped. He said, the best thing to say, and it might not get your ass whooped, is What's up, brother? Is that man lying?
I mean, I can't tell you. I'm not a regular civilian, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So I really wouldn't know, right?
Yeah.
I guess he must have said that, and he got away, and he was good.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
You tell me the whole rundown, like.
I'm talking, the best thing to say is nothing at all.
Yeah.
If you get that technical, the best thing to say is nothing at all.
Nothing at all, or just nothing at all?
Just don't say anything, like. Basically, that'd be the best thing sometimes, dog.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
You're telling me, like, if someone approaches you and they ask you certain questions, they say you can say this or you can say, hey, tell me a rundown. But they said, but if that person knows what the fuck they're saying and you spit out something and it happens to be their crew, then I'm like, whoa, pause. You're not in our crew. How the fuck you know that? And then you get your ass whooped. Severely.
That doesn't sound too good.
I know.
So he's not gonna be able to see the switchboard. So that's why I was trying to call you, but you didn't pick up. I was trying to call you, but you didn't pick up. He's not at his lab, so he can't do the switchboard. So I'm gonna call you right now. Hold on, let me call this man. Yeah, that's a good fucking question, dog. How the fuck is we doing the show, dog?
All you gotta do is call the number and put in the, there's a pin that I gotta put in to sign in.
Oh.
So when I call the number, it says put in your code. Oh. And I memorize my code and I put the code in. And it starts the show. You don't have to technically, you know, the only reason why you go on the switchboard is to play music and answer calls. Oh, what did he say? He was calling?
Yeah.
Six fizzle in the building. It kind of sucks because you ain't got no music, no nothing, but...
We don't need it, man. We
don't need it. We've been doing good so far. We don't need it.
Yo, I think, my phone is either my phone or something. My phone's been acting up lately.
I'm tired of these difficult-ass phones, man. I'm tired of difficult phones.
Yeah.
They need to make phones that are just simple and easy.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah.
Why does shit keep hanging up, guy? Like,
hang up on him again?
Yeah.
You want me to call him? And he call you?
I mean, whatever works, dog.
Alright. Oh, man. Damn, I just drank an energy drink, big-ass energy drink, to the neck. Ate three chocolate bars, trying to force a fourth one down. I am zooted. I'm about to go to Dan Dan's so they can help me hook my face page up. I'm over here grinding my teeth like a damn crackhead. Man. Can't wait till I get to the crib and go to sleep. I wish people would stop hitting their brakes. Uh.
Yo.
Six Fizzle in the building.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, give this nigga SD a call.
Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy.
Oh, he's right there? Oh, come on. Come on with the breaking the brakes, man. Stop hitting the brakes. Let's go.
Right here, man.
Where is he at?
Buenos Dias.
Buenos Dias?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And you would think this energy drink that I drank would wake me the fuck up.
What's that?
You would think this energy drink that I drank would wake me up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, though, you out here last night's show, man. That shit is hilarious.
It was
hilarious. I started late, so I forgot the time that I put, but this chick, Big Bones called up.
Oh, boy. Big Bones.
And, nigga E, he was on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the road, so we were doing the three-way thing. We were just human feces all over Lala's face, like, you know, just shitting on her hard.
Mm-hmm. So what, we got an hour?
Excrementing all over her.
Excrementing? That's what we love to do, though.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Excrement on people.
Yeah, man, we love to do that.
So, this dude told me about this little, I was about to get in a fight, in a corona fight.
Hmm?
He was about to get into a corona fight.
What the hell is a corona fight?
A Mexican. Yeah, the Mexican was talking about you in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, the Mexicans.
What were they saying?
I don't know what the hell they were saying. I don't know if they were talking about me, but they were just talking. And I was like, yo, man, y'all need to talk English, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on with y'all niggas, man, but y'all niggas need to talk English.
Uh-huh.
I was taking a piss or whatever. Seemed like niggas tried to press me in the bathroom, but I don't think they did. They was just like, doing shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Three of them niggas. But, long story short, I was like, yo, y'all niggas wanna fight? He was like, nah, that's really the point of the entire story.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like I said, I walked out unscathed. And, you know, the reinforcements was right there, the goons were there, so however niggas was trying to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yo, Frank, can you do me a favor? Can you pass it at 4, please?
How was your New Year's, man?
It was good, man. I just, you know, came under the radar, basically.
Yeah.
I was out in whereabouts in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just laying low, man. A little drink, not too much drink. No drinking, really.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I enjoy myself hanging out with my lady friend.
No doubt.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing because I'm watching the ball drop on TV.
Okay.
And I wanted to be there next year. I want to be there one year, but then again, as I'm thinking about being there,
mm-hmm.
I'm also thinking to myself, like, what's the point? You stand outside in the cold, you get a free concert, and then you sing, Happy New Year! Confetti falls all over your head.
Mm-hmm.
You stand around waiting to get out of the area while people are stepping on your face and stepping on your feet. And trying to pickpock you as they're doing it, and then you go home. It's not really a big deal.
What the hell?
What?
I don't get that one.
Yeah, what, why?
What you talking about?
You know, what's the point in going to Times Square where you count down and then you go home?
I mean, because it's about being there, you know what I'm saying? It's not just about being there and going home. It's about the experience of being in Times Square as a ball job.
Mm-hmm.
But who really knows when it's a new year, you know what I'm saying? Like, the seasons is all funny and shit. What the fuck is going on? Like, how you know it wasn't midnight 10 minutes ago and we fucked up in the game, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You never know. So I take all that shit with a grain of salt.
What if today is New Year's?
No, it is. It is a New Year.
I mean, well, yeah, it is, but you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What if they're off 3 days?
Yeah.
It's possible for them to be off 3 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I work today, son. And it's going to be cold tomorrow, too.
Oh, Lord. It's about 16 degrees.
Hmm?
You're talking about 16 degrees.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting out eating today, and, I know this very large fat bitch walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that her lower middle section happened to be full of pants and underwear.
What do you mean?
In other words, she had a wedgie. And I wonder if people feel when your pants are wedged in your ass.
Yeah, they feel it. They just can't pick it out by then.
So they rather walk while they're staying in their nasty ass drawers.
Oh boy.
To get to a personal area to pick it.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Hmm. So you accompanied her on that journey?
Huh?
You accompanied that bad chick on the journey? Or the chick with the wedgie?
No, I don't know.
Well, you know, you can't really pick the wedgie out when you're around mad people. You can, but you should have, I don't know, uncouth.
Word.
I'm fucked up because I do other fucked up shit, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, I guess it's all the same.
What if you're a barber and you go to the security checkout line or check-in line or whatever at the airport and you're a barber, you're a license, you got a bag full of razors and you go, hey, look, I got a bag full of razors. I'm a barber. Would they let you on a plane?
Why not? What are you going to do, attack people with clippers? Why the fuck not? Now, they won't let you on with soap and shit, so I don't know. They won't let you on with a bottle of water.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Even if it's full.
You know?
And then got the nerve to say, oh, but you can buy hot water, which is fucking
$10. Right. $10 bottle of special water.
Yeah.
Most Def told you in that song, New World Water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't listening, though.
It's funny, the air marshal isn't that smart.
What's that?
The air marshal. I'm in Newark Airport today.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at the checkout lane and all that. And one guy comes over, all slick, and he pulls out his badge real quick, like his little airplane badge.
Mm-hmm.
Shows security, and then they just let him through. Don't even check.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, man! If I saw you, tell me, motherfucker, saw you. Like, yeah, that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
You would think he would load up like a customer.
I don't know. Sounds like a pussy, though.
Yeah, word.
You know?
Quite much, as much pussy as the nigga that is behind me, riding my ass. People fail to realize when you ride my ass, I just go slower.
Trying to push you?
Yeah.
They can go around you, bastard.
Word.
Fuck them up, bro. I don't know what the hell is wrong with people.
You just got slammed on your brake.
Nah, no good. Why would you want to cause the accident?
What are you,
Hitchell?
There you go, prick boy.
Uh-huh.
Go on. Go around me so I can look at you in the eyes. Go on. Come on. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and there's a bitch in a Volvo. I should speed up. You better use a signal to get in front of me. I swear, you better use your signal to... Oh, you did that to pass me, and you're still stuck in the lane, you bitch. You filthy bitch. You're angry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's angry. That's the worst, when you get out of a lane to go around somebody, and when you go in the next lane, you get stuck in that lane, so you got to get back behind me. Dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
I like slowing down, making people pissed off, and then when they're about to pass me, I slam on my gas and do 110.
You're that asshole on the road. That's who you are.
What?
Oh, Lord. I don't even pay attention. I get the fuck away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got to. Because I don't got road rage. Fuck that. Like, road justice. If you do stupid shit, you know what I'm saying? You deserve stupid shit done to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, you got people with kids in the car and all of that. Old people and shit.
Yeah.
The fuck? What are you doing?
Yeah, I feel you.
But see, I stay the fuck away from you.
Well, they got the highway now has like this little snitch line.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little snitch line where you call like pound 975 and you can report some asshole drivers. Like license plate such and such going south from the turnpike.
What do you call it? A snitch line?
Snitch line.
What?
I'm going to snitch on this guy because he's driving like an asshole. So I'm going to call the line. I'm going to call the line. I'm going to ride his ass to read off his plate, his car, his make and model, and where he's going. And then I'm going to fall back and let the cops come get him. I'm going to snitch on him.
How do you know about that?
Because I was going to do it to somebody. Somebody cut me off and I got pissed off and I was about to race them and I saw call this number to report report asshole drivers. They didn't say asshole, but it said some other shit. So I said, oh yeah, I got something for you. But I couldn't get through. So I was like, well, never mind, forget it.
Oh, man.
Yo, son, you funny, son.
Kuba thought she was slick. Said she was driving. And it was, you know, how most people, they figure, well, hey, if it's five cars driving and they're speeding, the cops is not going to pull us all over, so fuck it. I might as well follow these five cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kuba, she came across an asshole cop because the cop pulled her and the other five people over. and gave them all tickets.
That's funny.
And they had the nerve, and it was like three or four other cars, and had the nerve to tell her, oh, before you open your mouth, I'm pretty sure you're going to ask, what about the other drivers? Don't worry about them. They're about to get pulled over as we speak. Like, wow. Okay, New Jersey Turnpike, man. They enforce.
What are you saying? They called ahead?
Yeah, they called ahead for all the patrol cars to pull them over.
Got ahead. Yo, listen, man. First of all, so he only pulled out over.
Huh?
He only pulled out over.
No, he pulled her over and five other cars.
What? So he pulled at the same time?
Yeah.
Right. They assholes. Because what? He should have just fucking. Somebody should have rolled off. Like, if they were going to
do?
What was they going to do?
I would have broke.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, dog, you're going to pull all five of us over, dog. Who's her?
Uh-huh.
So I think what they were doing is they wasn't all spread apart. They was riding behind each other, merging. So
uh-huh.
He pulled up and turned on his lights and went to the head car and told them to pull over, slow down, told them all to pull over.
Out of here.
There's no way you pulling five more on over, nah.
I mean, obviously there is a way, because that's what happens. I wouldn't have
stopped. Nah, I wouldn't have stopped. I'm like, oh, well, I thought he was pulling them over. I didn't know he pulled me over.
I mean, if I'm like, it depends on where he is. Like, there's no way he's pulling me and four other motherfuckers over. There's just no way. I mean, that's really the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's some bullshit.
And one time, Jersey Turnpike, I'm driving, and I'm working. I was going up north to visit my ex crippled girlfriend.
Pussy, uh-huh.
And I'm driving, I'm working. I'm like, whoa, I'm getting this destination. It's just like a beam 10. So I see, I'm driving, and I'm blasting my music, but my radar detector is beeping his ass off, but I can't hear it because my music blasting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you to look down. I look down, and I see the light is, you know, beeping real fast. I turn the music down. The shit's like, beep. I look up. Cop is in the median. I'm like, damn. So what do I do? As I pass him, I go faster.
Uh-huh.
I get a couple of ways up ahead, and I turn my lights off and get in the middle lane.
Uh-huh.
So he doesn't see my blinkers or anything. Well, not my blinkers, but my rear lights or nothing. I get all the way in the slow lane. So, like, a minute later, I turn my lights back on. So I'm driving, I'm doing the normal speed limit, seatbelt on. I'm like, yeah, I got this. All of a sudden, I see this car out of nowhere just easily slide over to my side, and then the lights come on. I'm like, how the hell did this nigga get me?
What happened?
Yeah, he
how
still.
How the hell did he get you?
I don't know, man. I do not know. I was pissed off, though.
I know you well.
I was like, nah, this is some shit, man. This is a bitch. And then he's going to hit me up with a whammo. Oh, yeah, well, the reason why I stopped you is because you was, you know, you was doing 97 in a 55, and you was all over the lane.
Uh-huh.
So, I wanted to say, nigga, I was all over the lanes because I was trying to dodge your fat ass.
Mm-hmm.
Before you turn them Christmas lights on. But, hey, whatever's whatever, man.
Look. It happens, son.
It happens, you know? It happens with the rest of us. I paid the ticket. The points is away. And everything's good. Take my black ass home, go to sleep, get prepared for another day. What the hell exit is this? Cheese doodle in the face ass nigga. Yo, what the hell was SpongeBob in the face ass nigga?
SpongeBob in the face?
Yeah.
360 in right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I saw
wrapped up right now.
I saw quarters on that nigga's war boots.
What's that?
I throw some quarters on that nigga's war boots.
Quarters on his war boots?
Word.
Let's go.
Throw dry ice on his war boots.
I was right behind you with one kill. Come on,
dog.
He's arguing with a kid. Online.
He's arguing with a kid online?
Yep.
On the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Xbox? For Xbox 360?
You know it.
Oh, man, you know I gotta get that. So that on that internet shit for Xbox. Is it true?
The 360 got free internet. I mean, the PS3 got free and free online shit.
Really?
Yeah, oh, man. Just had some damn Dominican rice and beans with some chicken and shit. That shit got me.
Dominican rice and beans.
Yeah, she got me feeling. Oh.
Hey,
I'm like, I got a fart.
Fart, man. Go to five of beans. Call this nigga E.
Hold on.
I'm waiting to hear from Monkey himself.
Show black ass up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, five of beans in the face. Bobby Womack in the face. You're now tuned into the TD show, the extra edition, a special edition which happens to be the ride home with JJ. You're now on the road with JJ. You're on the phone with Six Fizzle. And I believe you're on the phone with Lee Light.
Yeah, yo,
I have
all
that. Yo, hey.
Yo.
Yo, Peter Paul in the face ass nigga.
You on Peter Brady's ass nigga.
Yo, Jersey Turnpike head face ass nigga.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, your head like the top
for Steve.
Yeah. Nigga, your head look like the fucking top of New Jersey, nigga.
Nigga, you got a damn Boba Fett hairline.
Nigga, you got a Puma headline, nigga.
You got a fucking Cartman from South Park headline, hairline, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Your mother got a Billy D. Williams shag and a pretty cool mustache.
Oh, nigga. Nigga got Adidas stripes in the back of his head.
You got hot dogs on the back of your neck. Spicy mustard.
This nigga got watermelon stripes on the side of his head.
Your girl only has one breast with no nipple in the middle of her chest.
Oh, yeah.
Woman is a mutant. She got one size double D and one A cup.
Yeah, your mother's a human speed bump, nigga.
Nigga, your mom is a human ragdoll.
Your mom ain't got no butt, nigga.
Your mother has no bones in her body. She's just a gelatinous mess.
Shit, nigga.
Your mom's got a Tom Brady 5 o'clock shadow, nigga.
Your mom wears a song every night.
Your mother got a bow and arrow for a fucking eyebrow, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't get it. I got the piece.
Your mother got skid marks in the front of her underwear.
Really?
What? Huh? Your mother stands outside and holds up traffic lights for a living.
Alright.
Your mother's head's so big she's a stop sign. You paint her face red.
Moby,
he's a fucking scumbag, man.
I can shoot that guy, man.
He's a scumbag. He's a scumbag, this guy.
Moby,
hey.
People like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do all Italians sound like that? This guy. They always use this guy. He's a jerk off, this guy.
This guy's a jerk off over there. What are you
doing over there? He's a prick face, this guy.
This guy's a fucking eggplant. Eggplant, motherfucker.
he's a black eggplant, this guy.
Over there.
Over these. This guy's a fucking wooly over here.
What are we on over these?
Over these. Nigga, old strawberry shortcake in a face ass nigga. Oh, fuck you, Brewster in a socks ass nigga.
Yo, Ricky from Silver Spoons in a face ass nigga.
Hey, yo, Beavis a butthead in a stomach ass nigga.
Yo, Tootie from Fast to Life in a hair ass nigga.
Ah, I'm about to flag on this nigga. Oh, Christopher Wallace in the face ass nigga. Hey, your mother pushes Mack trucks with her head all day, nigga.
Rice and beans, father beam in the face ass nigga.
Oh, granola bar, please. Look at your old juice maker.
Your mouth look like a Nature Valley trail mix bar.
Ah, you nigga, your mouth look like a broken fucking broom, nigga.
Your mother got an alligator neck.
Your mother got a rubber neck.
Your mother got no neck, just a chin and breast. Breath look like two cans of soda coming off of my chest.
Your mother
got three breaths.
Your mother got three thumbs.
Your mother's a tripod. She got three eyes, one in the middle of her fucking forehead. That shit, and she needs glasses on that shit, so she only got like one glasses on her forehead.
Your mother ain't got no butt cheeks, her asshole's in the middle of her back.
Your mother got a nose and a mustache in the middle of her back, right above her ass crack.
Your mother got to lay down and take the shit.
Anyway, your mother is the shit that my mom took this morning.
Your grandmother's toes smell like porch piss.
Yo, your grandma was a porch monkey, and my mother shitted out your mother this morning, left her ass in the toilet, and your mom went through the pipe system and went to work.
fucking asshole, this guy.
Over these.
Nigga, your mom's a fucking black ass leprechaun. She only comes out once a year.
No, it wasn't, because I don't got that shit like that.
Your mother has leather skin.
Come on, I already said that when I said your mom's got an alligator neck. Stop fucking being fraudulent.
No word. No doubt. Your mother got suede knuckles.
Your mother got patent leather titties.
Your mother got velvet ankles.
Your mother's a town whore, and she sleeps under the fucking benches in the park.
Your mother got snake skin for nails.
What?
Your mother got snake skin for nails.
Your mother wears wigs every day, like Netta. Word, son. I know you was trying to beat that on the low, too.
Oh, Netta?
Yeah, nigga. On the creep. On the creep, nigga.
Ice
cold, what?
Yo, man, she's cold as ice now.
What?
She's cold as ice now.
Why?
Her ass got fat and she lost some weight.
Oh, yeah?
Who are you talking about?
Somebody, Netta.
What the fuck? I didn't see the same person you saw, though.
Why?
Talking.
Why?
Well, what does she have on?
I don't know. What's that other damn county jail jumpsuit look like?
Ha, ha. Right there. What was on my right hand shot? Right there. This is a
county jail jumpsuit. That bitch had on a Mr. Rogers sweater. She had on a Mr. Rogers sweater. That's what she had on.
She looked like she brought some extra breath with her.
Where's that? No, she had on the fucking... A magic school bus fucking skirt and shit. Schmuck.
She had on a Izod Lacoste tracksuit.
She had on a Tommy Hilfiger members jacket. She had on a car canine fitted.
Hey, yo, Dre.
Yeah.
Mama's legs is wide as all outside.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom's legs stay in the air like light poles.
Stay in the air?
Man, like light poles.
Your mom's legs stay in the air like the solar system.
They call your mom's legs the Twin Towers.
They call my mom's legs the Twin Towers?
Oh, yeah, word.
You said his mom's legs
word.
Stay in the air like a
toilet seat? Man, the Twin Towers stay in the air for nothing. Tell Moses to breathe easy and hold his bootstrap.
And then
he's done. Win the war, bro. Death, nigga. Hold on, where's the little nigga that I was talking before? The little nigga that was on his lungs before. Yeah, you know him. Hey, you got homosexuals over there waiting for something to happen. What's going on?
Your mom's related to Tom, nigga.
My mom is related to Tom from my shit. That's really not funny. But what's really funny is how your mother really cost a quarter for a blowjob. That's what's really funny. I actually gave her 25 cents, and she hit her kneecap. And the top floor, nigga, I was in my kitchen, nigga, she hit the top. Nigga, her knees so nigga. Nigga, we had to go to the hospital, she had her knees so hard, nigga. What you talking about, nigga? What, nigga?
Yeah.
Nah, we just fucking carried over there.
Your mom is the creator from the chat line, nigga.
And her soul feel like silk.
You got the Philly donut? Have you got some cocks to blow? Put them in my mouth. Pause.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nigga. Mm-hmm. Yo, matter of fact, she should be coming back right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I found a store for some dentures and some tampons.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I was poking her butt out, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to plug her butt with the tampon. She likes shit like that.
Your mother got a toilet paper diaper on.
She got a toilet paper diaper on? Oh, come on now. Your mom still be using watercolors. Your mom's still in first grade. Come on now.
Come on now.
Your mom eats TV dinner for dinner every night, nigga.
Word. Your mom's a crash dummy for Pontiac, nigga.
A crash dummy for Pontiac?
Word.
Word.
Your mom's
nigga.
King Beast
Vermont,
nigga.
Word.
Your mom's look like Captain D, nigga.
Captain D?
Word.
Nigga, your mom's look like Tenacious D. Your mom's look like Jack Black, the suntan.
Nigga, your mom's look like King Vitamin, nigga.
Your mom's look like Venom from Spider-Man. Your mom's like Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Nigga, Mr. Magoo with a face ass, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, you look like damn King, Friday.
King who?
Your mom's got a beard like King Friday.
Oh, yeah?
What's that?
I said your mom was like King Arthur in the face.
Hold on,
like,
yeah, hold on a second, hold on a second.
Put your leg down. Now, I need to talk real quick. All right, hold on. Keep him up for a second. He's in his room.
All right, my bad. I have to deal with something. Hold on a second.
Yo, hey. Take it easy, all right? I'm going to give you your quarter in a minute, all right? I'm dealing with something. Right? Be easy. Be easy, all right?
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, I would say that after I'm done with that, I send her on the train.
Uh-huh.
But she ain't got enough for the train, so I assume she'd be
walking on
the turnpike.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What? You know what I'm saying? But, hey, I assure you, she's on her way home. All right.
No doubt.
Good.
This
fight, though.
Ah, shit!
Oh, Lord.
Damn.
Yo, man, you're fucking mom the fuck, man.
Yo, why don't you fucking relax, nigga? You got fucking Rolex or something? Are you pretending?
Nah, I'm just saying because your mom's a slut, man. She's in the way right now.
Oh, my mom is in the way. Hey, you trying to get
her, man. She's over here dodging cars for dick sucks, man. Hey, get out of here. Fuck out of here.
Circling like fucking Eminem and shit. Blasting your fucking radio and shit. We all fucking know that's what you're doing. That's what you cold ball ass Jersey niggas do.
Nah, I left Chick-fil-A and I went to McDonald's because your mom's is a fucking food manager.
Oh, really?
And she said she's something I didn't and give me free food.
Oh, really? And
you
free
said,
food?
Yeah, and free food. And give me a quarter raise. So I figured, why not?
Man. It's a ritual. You know what I do every time I see your mother? I throw hot oil in her face.
Oh, yeah?
That's why she looks like that. Because that's all I do is abuse her. You know what I'm saying? But that's all she understands, guys. So, you know, pardon me. But, you know, that's all I keep it. Like, I do that. But, you know, I'm going to get that quarter to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucked right now. But I'm going to take care of her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah. Nah.
So I'm trying to get Kenny with some hot candle wax and I burned your mom's back. That ain't going on rubber back from now.
Yeah, but
your mom's got hair in the back that looks like Jacob the Jeweler at Lego.
My mom's like that shit, though. Every time I see your mom, I punch in the face on GP.
I know she likes that, man. That's why I smacked her to death with a fucking hot comb, nigga.
Oh, you smacked her to death?
Nah. She died and I had to bring her back to life, man. And I electrocute that bitch to bring her back alive. Oh, man. And the things your mom do with a fucking Slurpee, oh, Lord.
Watch me on that garbage can, nigga. Yeah. Listen, like I said, your mom's like,
I smacked your mom with an empty garbage can.
She got a 60s porno shag on a bush on her joint.
Yo, what?
I gotta take the Apple picture of shit, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I gotta put a burning press on that motherfucker, son, man. That shit ain't sexy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Your mom's is half man, half amazing.
What?
Your mom's half man, half amazing.
Half man, half amazing? Your mom's is 100% man. How about that?
Oh, whoa. Hold on that one. You think... So you had sex with a man?
Not at all.
I never.
You said you had him on your knees. I'm gonna drag it out like I dragged your mom out of my room last night.
Oh, you dragged it out the room last night? Yeah, I kicked it and took it out, get the fuck out, walk home.
Really? Well, check this out. You think that's disrespect? I fucking tied the rope around your mother, and I tied the back of it. I tied the end of the rope to my fucking truck, and I fucking pulled it out the house.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't pull it straight out. I pulled it through the fucking window. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. And then I kept going down the street. And I made all kinds of turns and shit. And she's hitting parked cars and shit.
For some reason, it doesn't sound believable, but I tied your mother with a fucking Tootsie Roll, nigga. I got a Slim Jim and tied your mother fucking legs to her arms.
The whole thing, yeah.
That's how I feel about that.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna
clear my throat. Top head.
It's beautiful what your mom can do with a lollipop and a bottle of sugar.
Box full of sugar?
I said a lollipop and a box full of sugar.
Uh-huh. Pussy.
Oh, fuck your mom is a whore, man. Come on, sell pussy on 295. Somebody giving drive-by dick sucks.
Drive-by dick sucks?
Word.
I mean...
Put your dick out the window, drive-by, 5 miles an hour. For $5.
Listen, your mom is just like an around-the-way whore. Like, that's basically her M.O., you know what I'm saying? If you want to jump off something, or if you want to pop off, like, she's definitely the one to pop off with, because she's just available 24/7.
Your mom is a slob job. I'm South Jersey.
And I got coupons for your mother. You know what I'm saying? So I get a discount.
I know. I hear that.
You know?
I get a fucking buy one dick suck, the next one's free. That's better than a coupon. And your mom is nice too, because she lets me cash it in right then it is. I get two dick sucks. I ain't got to leave or come back.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom also gave head and buy lunch.
I'm gonna put the forks in.
Show ass up, nigga.
I'm gonna put the forks in and just leave it in. Alright?
Over these.
Yeah, we done. I'm just gonna put the forks in and, you know, so the forks ain't sticking up in the air.
Take it up in the air like your mom's legs.
So we gotta move this one over then.
Right.
Yeah.
I won't send his mom home too late tonight. I know she got to make him a little bit of supper. That's either like Bun B. Oh, shit. Oh, what the fuck is that nigga's name? Oh, man. What the fuck is that nigga's name? Oh, man. Oh, shit. Fucking SD's mom like Juicy J.
Oh, you gotta say that again so he can hear you.
The SD's mom look like Juicy J. Juicy J, the face ass bitch.
Go down, right?
palms like butterbean in the face, nigga.
You know why your mom is actually not talking right now? You should know.
I don't know my mom very well, but I do know yours. Matter of fact, she's sitting right next to me right now. I'm patting her on the top of her head like a little good dog.
I really don't know what your mom looks like
because
she's
sitting right next to me. Hey, I don't care, man. As far as I know, I don't have a mom, but I do have your mom, and I'm patting her on the stomach right now.
I wish I knew how your mom looked. Your mom has the sexiest lips ever, dog.
I've never seen a pretty lip like this, dog. But I don't care about her face, just her lips is perfect. The lip area is very sexuality. If that was a word, sexuality.
You know what? I'm done with your mom. I'm about to pass her back.
Yeah, hey, you're a keeper, bro. I can't.
I have a back by maybe 11 or something.
Hey, you can keep that. Yeah, I mean, I don't want it. Your mom's, I ain't giving her back. That's gonna be my sex leave. Hey, I'm gonna make a one girl one cup video just for you, your mom.
You hear that?
I'm gonna shit on your mom's butt cheeks. I'm gonna let your mom down in her stomach. I'm gonna shit on her back.
Hey, hold on. Did you hear that?
Word. I'm gonna shit on your mom's butt cheeks.
You know, hold on. The new information.
I'm gonna make a new video. It's gonna be called One Girl. No, it's gonna be called Essie's Mom. One Cup.
Listen to this bullshit. Listen here. All right.
Essie's Mom One Cup. EssiesMomOneCup.com. If he ain't like Two Girls One Cup, he's definitely gonna love Essie's Mom One Cup.
There's another website.
Yeah.
They got
four girls finger paint.
They got four girls.
One of them is your mom. The other two is your aunt.
I don't care about all those whores. Like, they're all whores to me. But your mom? Oh, you're gonna love this, man. I want to share a milkshake or anything with your mom after you see this video. After you see this video, I want to share a Slurpee with your mom. I'm telling you, man. The nasty shit that your mom is doing, that's out of control, man.
I went to meetson.com.
Hey, yo, E! Hey, yo, E! He said you got pom poms.
Don't you mention pom poms, right?
Another is a dude getting fucked in the ass and he's sitting on the ass in the.
Whoa, dog! What was in that situation, dog? What's that all about?
No, the shit, he's sitting on the guy's dick, right?
What criminalities are you talking about, man?
Listen, this is really the bottom line of the whole situation.
The bottom line is your mom's a whore and she stays on her back.
This is my brother, the real bottom line is
your mom stays on her back, nigga. Your mom stays on her back like backpack, nigga.
Right, but that's not what I was going to say, though.
Your mom is beautiful. You and these moms put together, you make me happy.
That's not what I was going to say.
Your mom stays on her back like a nigga that slipped on ice.
That shit like that makes me happy.
Go ahead, man.
Your mom is still a town slut. What I was gonna say though was, your mom always stops at the store in between trips from my house and Ezzy's house.
No doubt.
Great Dutchess and one bogey. Like that's what.
No doubt.
So,
if
so.
Forgets, if she forgets either of those things, then she goes in the dungeon.
No doubt, no doubt.
She goes in the dungeon.
In the dungeon. No, I hear that.
I keep her under the sink, beneath, by the oil tank and shit.
That's
how I gotta keep it, man, because, you know.
Hey, I keep that bitch alive, you know what I mean?
Hey, you know I ain't having it, you know what I'm saying?
Hell no!
Like, it's a couple.
Hey, you make your little brother proud, man. You make me proud.
I mean, you know, she's on my fucking thing.
I'm telling you right now, man, you need to check out the SD'sMomsOneCup.com. I'm selling it on bootleg. Oh, man. Roasting out his head. You're on the road with JJ. You're at work with the light. You're at the crib with SD and Six Fizzle. You're on the technical difficulties show. Definitely technical difficulties going down. And if I was at home and you lanes was crawling up, you would definitely get roasted too. The flame has no friend. Oh, Buffy the Vampire and a face-ass nigga. Your mom's like a U-turn, nigga. Soon as she leaves my crib, she always wants to come back. I think Paula C is behind me.
Yeah, he has an internet radio show.
Oh, right.
No, I saw you, Eddie. What's the topic, man?
The topic today is just on the road with JJ. As I'm driving, like, there's no topic. It's just open conversation, whatever.
Yo, did you take care of that disease from that chick or what?
Nah, man. I mean, I'm gonna let a couple more of my shorties get tested before I get tested. And if someone else has it, then I'm gonna blame it on somebody else.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
What's the topic today? Fucking scumbag. The topic is how to be a scumbag.
It's, damn, what? Wednesday, what did I put? I forget what I put for Wednesday. I think it's, Wednesdays or something like that.
How about Wednesday, no?
Nah, I changed it. Like, I mean, it's not going to be a certain day every day. It's whatever we come up with. If Wednesday is, fucking wet coochie. Huh?
Your mom's a whore Wednesday. What about that?
Yeah, whore Wednesdays. My mom's a whore Wednesdays. Whatever, you know?
Uh-huh. Your mom's a whore every day, though, so we could talk about that every day,
hey,
right?
No, your mom's a chin whore, man. She stays on her chin, man. What's going on? Like,
I mean, I don't know.
That's the only body part she stays on. Like, you know, on her chin. Mouth open, chin down, mouth open.
All I know is that I got your mom's on the front of my truck like a damn,
yeah.
like a Cadillac piece. You know what I'm saying? With her mouth open.
No.
And I just drive different places with her mouth
open.
She's cold right now, but I gave her a banana and shit, so hopefully she'll be alright, you know what I mean? Like,
No doubt.
Yo, I got a question. Shit they've been through.
What?
Who's still together after all the shit through?
What?
Who is still together after all the shit they've been through?
Who's still together?
Who's
me?
After all.
Yo, man, I got a question for you, man. Where'd you get that free phone from?
Hold on.
What, did you make that phone yourself, nigga?
Who is still together after all the shit that they have been through?
Oh, me and your mom. Me and your mom, nigga.
My mother and the... And the homeless.
I don't know. Oh.
Your mother in the world, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, your mom's like Michael Jackson, nigga. Yo.
Your mom in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah? Your mom's in South Bronx, nigga.
All right.
Never know.
Your mom's in the whole Eastern Seaboard.
Your mom's in the strip in Huntington Point, nigga. Huntington Point.
Your mom, and all of the football mascots. NFL football mascots, yeah.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying?
Your mom's is the armpit of Camden.
Nah, your mom's and what's that nigga's name? Sasha Baron.
Who?
You wanna take your stones out over there?
This guy, Borat.
Nah, fuck it.
Your mom's got that fresh, good UK pussy.
Your mom's got
that United Kingdom pussy, man.
Half her bush shaved. And the other half is bushed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm gonna push this shit off.
Your mom's got half a baldy and half a afro.
And your mom's got a river running through her titties. Your mom's got a lake in the middle of her stomach.
Oh, boy. Lake in the middle of her stomach?
Word.
Oh, man.
Your mom got a forest in the middle of her back.
Nope.
Your mom's like mother love, nigga.
Nope.
Yep. That's what your mom said when she's about to leave. Nope.
Your mom's so stupid, she asked me how much a quart of water was.
What happened?
Your mom's so stupid, she asked me how much a quart of water was. You don't get it, huh?
I get it, but, that was an old-ass joke, man.
Yeah, as old as your mom's twat?
No, older.
I would say that about your mom's, but your mom's got that new twat.
Your mom's got...
Because I make her get that New Island Mango Dush.
I'm going to move this.
New Island Mango Dush. Nah, not really, dog. I mean, your mom's is like a whore for the entire universe, son. Like, I heard aliens were gangbanging around Area 51. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No doubt.
I see your mom's streaking naked on the train.
Your mom's got
your mom's running through the train naked. I seen her on the stand on a ferry. Buck ass naked.
Your mom's got that army pussy, nigga. She be hiding in boats and trains in a fucking pussy, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom be selling pussy on credit. They slide the card through her ass cheeks.
Nigga, your mom's underneath the foundation of my house.
Oh, yeah?
What? Listen to you, crane operating ass, bum ass nigga. You licensed crane operator. you box stacker. Fuck out of here.
Nigga's mom's mouth is a crane, a human crane.
Going up a little by little.
That's good enough right there.
Hey, your mom's is a fucking construction worker. She picks up pipes with her mouth.
Oh, boy. Your mom is just still the town hall, the town's most popular hall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, basically. That's how we
got it. Your mom's got that speed racer pussy. In and out.
Your mom's got that free all day, all night, 24 hours, we never close pussy.
Oh, yeah, she got that Wawa pussy, huh?
She got that Wawa 25 cents to ride for the train ride for a little kid.
Good.
I put a quarter in her mouth and she blows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
your mama's lazier than Biggie's left. She don't belong to me, she belongs to the world.
You said your mom is lazier than Biggie's left eye.
Your mom's 10 sucks, she can blow. That's why I keep her around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I first met her, I thought she was a toilet because she was so easy. But then I realized that I saw the family resemblance, so I just said, "Look, let me change your mom's real quick."
Your mom was cooking so nasty, nobody ate it.
Yeah,
your mom's cooking so nasty, they wouldn't even eat it on Fair Factor.
You know, it's funny. I've been trying to fucking teach your mom that for the longest. Clear your throat, bitch, after you swallow.
She'll learn.
She'll learn one of these days.
What? Especially after I take this fucking aluminum bat to her fucking head. Fucking skank. That's what I call her.
Yeah, I smacked your mom's ass with a wiffle bat, nigga.
I say, bring your ass, and like, I tell your dad too. Listen, he's a fucking. I'll punch him the fuck out. You know.
Yeah.
All of that. So I tell you guys to fall back.
No doubt.
All you fags.
We got ass just when you broke through the toilet paper.
Yo, he said the last time you touched some ass was when your fingers broke through the toilet paper.
He catches his ass all the time. I don't know. I think he likes it too. You gotta ask him about that. All
right. Ass play going over there.
Let me see.
Like when I play with your mother's butt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Big ass windows are ridiculous, man. It's fucking ridiculous, B. What do you think he's up with the forklift?
Your mom's got that apartment pussy, man. She be fucking hitting niggas for rent.
So,
that's that all. Yeah. Apartment, brother!
I'm trying to get that shit right there. Get that one next.
We took all the movies out there. All right. Yeah. Seven, baby.
Let's go. We got the chopper, y'all.
Show us up.
Can't get no more.
Shut your bitch ass up, Clemens Brown. As you talk, nigga.
I'll kill the leg.
Your moms look like Cuban, nigga. Cuban links. All right, fellas, make sure you tune in tomorrow night, 6 to 7. Normal time. We'll be on the switchboard holding it down as we always do.
Mm-hmm.
It's your boy 6-4.
Yep.
SD.
Mm-hmm.
JJ. LE. Signing off.
Can't do it, big puppy.
Oh, no. Where's you going?
That shit.
An hour?
Yeah,
son. Oh, yeah, call me. Hold on. We might as well stay on. Because I was about to go to Danny Dan's and fix up the MySpace page. But forget it. So now I'm going to the pad. I can play some background music and all that. Get your ass up. That's what I'm talking about, nigga. Oh, it's cold. Yes. Give me some heat. Yeah. Give me some heat. Damn, I wish your mother was here, man. Put them big old breasts on my face. Warm me the hell up.
Big breasts on my face.
Hey, okay.
Put them big titties on my face.
Big titties. No, big titties. Big old titties.
Big old bitties.
Tick old bitties.
Tick bitties.
Yeah, where that old dump truck controlling in the face ass nigga go? Oh, crane using in the face ass nigga.
I would have had that one too.
Hey, yo,
hey. Yeah, he's kind of probably.
Oh, gosh, we gosh in the face ass nigga. I can't believe it's not butter in the face ass nigga. Petroleum jelly in the mouth, ass nigga. Oh, man. In an hour. Come back in an hour. Take my nuts. 5:23, 6:23, 7:23, 8:23.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh,
and twerk. Damn, they got 22 and it went down 3 times. Oh.
Sort of like the way it's gone.
Oh, Johnny Bravo in the face ass. Alright, nigga, man. You might as well sign off. Yo, man, if I can make it. Be at 6 to 7 tomorrow. We'll be on the board thing. We'll play the music and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, stay tuned tomorrow, 6 p.m. 7 p.m. TD show. Going to be a full effect. Going to be a full
effect. What are you doing?
Thursday, we're going to hold it down.
Come on, God. Do crunches. What are you doing, son?
Do some crunches, you weak bastard.
What's that?
Yeah, nigga, do some crunches.
I don't do that, huh?
Yeah, oh, we. Sign
nigga, do some crunches.
Yo, do some crunches, you weak bastard.
I bet you I
could
do more.
What'd he say? What'd
you say? He said, nigga.
What'd he say?
And he'll bench press you, nigga.
Oh, what?
And your mom. The same thing.
Oh, and my mom's? Okay, whoa. You crossed a motherfucking line. You better take that shit back, like I took your mother back when I wasn't satisfied.
Nigga, 10 seconds and counting, man.
10 seconds? I was always counting.
Come on. To the official sign off right now.
An official sign off? Your mom's a whore, and I never want to see her again. Oh, that was cute. He hung up. So now, he just gave me the power to do an official sign off. And ooh, you don't want to sign off when I got the power to sign off. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know me, you know how I am, you know exactly what I'm about to do. I just got home from that long-ass drive, and people, like I said, you know how I get down. So, with that said and done, I'm about to do the official sign-off for the both of these old rat sewer eating crack-ass crackers. Let me sit down, turn on the computer. Hold on, let me call it. Watch this.
Hello?
I'm about to come at this fat battle. Fucking watch this.
What?
Yo,
Danny went to the mall with this nigga ass. She said he'll call me when she get back.
She what?
She went to the mall with this nigga ass. He said he'll call me when he get back.
Oh, yeah? When's the last time you spoke to her?
Like 15 minutes ago.
Really? She said she went to the mall?
Yeah.
No, she lied to you, right?
Why?
because I just went over, oh, by the way, we're on the air live. But I just went there and knocked on the door. And she was like, I got hand here. And I was like, oh, my bad. And she's like, yeah, I'm helping him out with a page, you know, his MySpace page. So she was like, just call. She was like, she's going to call me back in an hour, and we can go back over there.
When did you just talk to her?
I just talked to her 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man. Wait, she told you something else?
Yeah, she said she was taking that nigga to the mall. Oh, shit.
How that look? She got no car. She's going to take him to the mall.
Yeah, right. Transfer that type of motherfucker. Well, I'm out, man. You know I got that problem in that.
Oh, yeah, after 9. Yeah, you faggot.
Yeah, after 9. Tell you mine, upgrade my plan. Gotta go.
Oh, man. Let's see. Who can we call and pick on?
Yo, you bitch ass nigga.
Bitch ass nigga.
What up?
Shit, man, we still on there.
Oh, still on there?
Yeah.
Who's the other two fags at?
Oh, you mean Sonic and Tails?
Sonic and Tails, yeah, as you like to refer to them.
Word.
Sasuke and Hutch.
Sasuke and Hutch.
Opie and Anthony.
Fucking Star Wild.
Goddamn, rerunning Roger. Come on.
Alvin and Simon. Heathcliff and Garfield.
Come on, don't stop. You're stopping me automatically. You're stopping me. Go back. Come on, baby. Come back a little, will you? Fucking bitch.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Working. Moving pallets around.
Yeah. What, you on a forklift?
No, I'm on a pallet jack. The motorized pallet jack. This fucking shit is too heavy, man. How the fuck did they get this shit in there? Fuck.
You need a forklift, nigga.
Yeah, we can't fit the forklift in here. Just on the forklift earlier.
Yeah.
We can't fit the forklift in there, so we have to use the fucking... Yeah.
We're trying to play a song and close out.
This shit just fucking ruined all our progress right now, you know?
That would have been the best deal, man.
You work with a bunch of Mexicans?
No.
Duffy's not there.
Yeah? Maybe I could fucking... No, I'm not working with Mexicans.
The other one.
I'll let you tomorrow, man.
All right, you bitch ass nigga. Give me my money, too. Fuck you.
All right, nigga. Let's see. Come on, Cletus. Come on, Cletus. Sign on, baby. Oh, man, and my phone's dying. Suck. Let's see if Cuba landed yet. Cuba.
phone is ringing.
Sorry I missed your call. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
To leave a voice message.
Nah. All right, guys. Supposed to be 8 o'clock. And my phone is dying. That's always good. So before my phone actually hangs up and dies, let me try to quickly play this song. Let's see. What song can I play for you guys out there? I'll play some reggaeton. There's a rock and roll. What the hell's going on? Come on. Alright, this song is going out to everybody out there that was holding it down. That's always good. We had zero people listening. It's always beautiful. It's nice to know that. It's very nice to know that. One caller, zero lives, zero archives. Oh, it's Webpage Wednesdays. Trouble Tuesdays, upcoming segments, tomorrow is going to be 6 to 7, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's going to be Thirsty Thursdays, oh yeah, that's going to be a good topic, so make sure you keep it locked on the TD show, where we keep it real, we keep it rugged. I'm going to put you on a mix of things. This is a little, let's see, G unit, A, B, C, D, G, H, I, J. Let me get G unit, let's see, G unit, G unit, G unit, H, I, G, H. Come on, come on, come on. Before it hangs up, come on. We got Ghostface. Hold on. Maybe it's Yumbuck. QR. Come on. It's T. Oh, man, this fucking computer is killing me. Here we go. We're going to close out with Young Buck featuring Ludacris and T.I. Stomp Remix. Keep it locked. Tune in for tomorrow from 6 to 7. It might give you a little extra. We're going to be back to our regular scheduled program. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. with your boy J.J. Kuba will be in the building. 64SDLE. Keep it locked. Uno. Come on, baby. Don't do this to me.
Uh-oh! Young Buck, T.I., Ludacris, Dirty Sound, yeah!
Good shit, everybody!
He ain't talking, but he about to get that ass off. Watch, I get the club crump, I'ma make him stop. We ain't playing on the front, get that ass off. Do it like them Dirty South boys doing stuff. Now where you from, who the boss, I'ma break it off. Yeah. Where you from, who the boss, let me break it off. Yeah. Now where you from, who the boss, I'ma break it off. Yeah. Where you from? them who the boss. Let me break him off. I'm Cadillacing through the hood, sitting on 24. TV's playing rims, spinning, blowing plenty throat. Don't have to mention when you pimping, you get plenty hoes. It's all on you if you gon' trick or you gon' get your dough. I know I got these haters mad, I can love that. When you got love for the street, they give you love back. Look in my eyes, you can tell I ain't never scared. Popping them things, I'm rocking my chain anywhere. If you gon' represent your hood, what you waiting on? Security better back up when they play this song. And we about 50 strong, please don't make us do you wrong. My clique of gorillas, they got their G-units on. All of that mean mugging really don't mean nothing. Come on and take it outside, let me see something. What now? Don't give up a buck down. Stop all that hating of this club, gon' get your shut down. Now where you from? Who the boss? I'ma break him off. Where you from? Who the boss? Let me break him off. I hear him talking, but he bout to get that ass gone. Watch I get the club crunk, I'ma make him gone. We ain't playing one up front, get that ass gone. Do it like them dirty South boys doing. Stop. Now where you from? Who the boss? I'ma break him off. Yeah. Where you from? Who the boss? Let me break him off. Yeah. Now where you from? Who the boss? I'ma break him off. Yeah. Where you from? Who the boss? Let me break him off.
100 carats, so much chest, I'm so true to this. Task force got my best, I got a new one, bitch. Fed data talk shit, but I'm too legit. $1 million at a time, so I'm super rich. Pimp sport, G unit, fuck. Yeah, has your nieces and your nephew, who the shit? A real nigga see the difference between you and this. Me getting beat down, that's ludicrous.
My name rang
from the streets of Spain to Mechanicsville. Nigga, all you getting it right in the danger field. No respect, I'm a bitch, you can bet that. I cost a case, but it's just a minor setback. And if I have to do some time, I'll be right back. With some vibes, I tried down a six pack. You hit the door, watch out, a pussy nigga get back. They know we can do it like the Robot Gene with that. You know who make the trap bump like the king of funk. The chopper hit your bitch, you wish you got your ass on.
I hear him talking, but he
bout
to get that ass off. Watch I get the club crunk, I'ma make them stop. We ain't playing one up front, get that ass off. Do it like them dirty South boys doing. Stop. Now where you from? Who the boss? I'ma break him off.
Yeah.
Where you from? Who the boss? Let me break him off.
Yeah.
Now where you from? Who the boss? I'ma break him off.
Yeah.
Where you from? Who the boss?
Motherfucker, I'm a monster in this game, similar to the Loch Ness. My rhymes are nappy rooted. Some verses gotta process. The truth in this booth, ain't no doubt when I'm rapping. If I say it, I've either done it or it's about to happen. When I pull up in the Louis truck on 26th, people dumb out. If life's a crap game, I'm rolling sevens on the come out. These rappers think I'm ignorant, love saying my name, cause maintaining my fish tank and they house cost the same. Ask me, I'll say I made it, and it sure wasn't luck, because hustlers relate to me and some are younger than Buck. You see, I'm married to my music, but we got a prenup, so if that bitch don't act right, I'm still getting my cut. My deals never get through, my contract practice abstinence. A master in this program, hazing these undergraduates. So pimping be easy, quit catching feelings, cause you worth a couple hundred grand and I'm worth millions. Nobody's thinking about you, plus your beef ain't legit. So please stay off the T.I.P. of my dear.
I hear him talking, but he pops to get that ass off. Watch I get the club crunk, I'ma make him go. We ain't playing one up front, get that ass off. Do it like them dirty South boys doing.
Stop.
Now where you from? Who
and not everybody.
I'ma break him off.
Yeah.
Where you from? Who the boss? Let me break him off.
Yeah.
Now where you from? Who the boss? I'ma break him off.
Yeah.
Where you from? Who the boss? Let me break him off.